You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, gentlemen. All right, if you want to stay fertile, you're going to have to cut back on the junk food. It looks like junk food can make young men infertile. We're going to talk about that today. Now, that doesn't mean you could use that as birth control, okay? You know, don't try to eat candy bars before you have sex. I don't know if it's going to work that quickly. Also, it looks like an environmental group wants to go after Disneyland, saying there are unsafe levels of lead in the park. Well, that stinks. I love Disneyland. They need to leave us alone. All right, then it looks like fish oil help prevents arthritis. Prevents arthritis. Really? The omega-3s prevent arthritis? So cool, cool stuff. Check your radios, guys. All right. So for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are taking your emails at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. And of course, please follow me on Twitter or on Facebook. Can't wait to hear from you. All right. I love Dallas. When I grew up in the 80s, I watched Dallas. And I guess Larry Hagman had battled cancer in the past, and I didn't realize he's battling cancer again. They aren't telling us that Larry Hagman played JR. I got to tell you, that was a great role. I don't know if he won any Emmys for that award, that role, but, I mean, he was one scary guy. That was a good soap opera, Dallas. I love Dallas. Then, you know, the 90s came Melrose Place. Love Melrose Place, and, you know, now I watch Glee. But for some reason, I don't think Glee is on this week either. I don't know. I've missed Glee now for 2 weeks. I'm going through Glee withdrawal. But Larry Hagman has not. Also, he was at I Dream of Jeannie. Remember, he was, you know, kind of in the military suit. So handsome. I always had JR. But you know what? I had a crush on Bobby, but I really had a crush on Ray. I thought Ray was so cute. But also, I was kind of into the blondes. You know, like Dukes of Hazzard, Bo Duke, and Luke Duke. I liked Bo better than Luke, right? Cooter, I was like, Cooter, come on, please. Although Cooter looked cute in a couple of the seasons, but I've just always liked, you know, so I liked Bo Duke, and I liked Ray in Dallas. Ray Ewing, that's what it was. Okay, all right, good. All right, so we don't know what type of cancer he has, but it sounds like he's battling cancer. He used to have cirrhosis of the liver, had a liver transplant, I believe liver cancer, but hopefully, you know, he handles this well. He's in his 80s, still very, very dapper. I got to tell you, you know, to me, just 80s isn't old. I mean, you see these stars and they look so darn good. I mean, Harrison Ford should be turning 70 soon. I mean, he is a fox. Love Harrison Ford. Very, very sexy. Very sexy. So, you know, keep it up, people. I mean, I guess maybe it's Botox. All right. Now, I wanted to talk about this on the previous hour. There's a dad who used his 9-year-old as a designated driver. This isn't the first time this happened. Right? Remember there was a story where there was a kid driving a truck? Right? I think the kid was like 6 years old driving a truck on a highway and swerving. Well, this was a 9-year-old girl. A Detroit area man had his 9-year-old daughter give him a ride to the store because he was drinking. And the surveillance video from a gas station, you know, shows that he's telling the clerk that his daughter is his designated driver. So what happened is the cops pulled him over, and the girl is sitting there behind the wheel. And, you know, when the cop comes up to her, she's like, what did you stop me for? I was driving good. Oh, these girls, they have such sass. All right, well, apparently, you know, and then, of course, the dad looked at the cop and said, you know, I got myself a designated driver. So the girl told the police father had been drinking whiskey all night. She said he had allowed her to drive before. Father had taught her how to drive, but he was arrested, refused a breathalyzer test, and charged with second and fourth degree child abuse. Boy, could be sentenced up to 15 years. Crazy. Girl was turned over to her maternal grandfather, but the police could not reach her mother. The girl's parents are separated. Scary stuff. I mean, you know, people laugh and they think it's funny letting the kid drive. The kid could get killed. You know, I tried to play around in a parking lot with my kid driving, but I wasn't playing around. I wanted to start teaching him. You know, because a lot of us, we learned how to drive very, very young. You know, any of us that have lived on a farm, you know, we learned, you know, to operate the machineries pretty, you know, at a pretty young age. So with this, you know, with my kid, I'm like, okay, let's try it. And of course he panicked and he hit the gas pedal instead of the brake. Now luckily we're just in a parking lot and I was able to stop it. But, you know, you can't, unless you're in one of those driver's ed cars, you know, those driver's ed cars or the student driver cars where the passenger has control of the pedals. You don't mess with it. You can't have your foot or leg in there comfortably, you know, allowing your kid to drive. Now, you know, sometimes I let the kids be on my lap when I would be, you know, driving in a very, very, in a, like a kind of a field secluded area. And I know you're not supposed to, so I'm probably not supposed to be admitting that. But, you know, again, we weren't on any roads or highways or whatever. I just wanted them to get the feel and I was operating, you know, and we would go like, I think 1 mile an hour. And I had them seat belted and helmeted, and I'm trying to look around the helmet or whatever. But, you know, honestly, if you want to teach your kids how to drive early, I don't think you're really allowed to. Okay? And especially you don't have your kid drive to a gas station. I mean, oh my gosh. You don't have your kid drive on regular roads. Now, I think kids are able to start getting their driver's permit. I know 15 and a half. I've seen some states, I think, at 14 years old, but honestly, people don't press it. Don't do it before then. Okay? I mean, you know, some parents are like, but I, you know, God forbid there's an emergency. I want my kid to be able to drive. No, you don't. If there's an emergency in your house, you call 911. You don't need your kid driving. You don't need your kid driving you to the hospital. That's what the ambulance is for. Right? There's no emergency that I could think of where you need your kid to drive. Okay? If, God forbid, you're sick or something, you pull over, then you call 911. Right? You don't need your kid to drive. They don't understand the stresses. They don't know the panic. They don't have the instinct to hit the brakes. Scary stuff, people. Scary, scary stuff. All right, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, I want to talk about how omega-3s, looks like fish oils, may help us with our arthritis. And, boy, I have a lot of it. My knees are stiff. I want to talk about this one school where they don't allow kids to go to the potty. You only get to go 3 times a semester. And I don't know about you, but I got to go potty every day. I can't do it only 3 times a semester. When we come back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or your emails at drdahlia.com, which we're going to be getting to a little bit later in the show, as well as if you want to follow me on Twitter, tweets, Facebook, send me notes on my website, whatever. I would love to answer your medical questions anyway. We can. That's what we are doing. Okay, so, you know, very interesting. This is a high school in Chicago called the Evergreen High School. And what they've decided to do is limit the number of occasions kids can go to the bathroom. And they've allowed only 3 a semester. After that, they have to make up any missed teaching time after school has ended. Now, of course, parents are freaking out. They're like, oh, my gosh, you know, what if my kid has diarrhea? My kid can't hold it. Now, I think what's been happening is these kids have been sneaking off to the bathroom and goofing off, or they're going to the bathroom and smoking or whatnot. Now, I remember for me, when I got bored of class, yeah, I would just get up and go to the bathroom. You know, I would get up and go. But then, all of a sudden, I hit puberty and I had my period, and boy, I would go to the bathroom left and right for that if I didn't, adequately prepare. So luckily I didn't have those rules, but, there also were hall monitors and, you know, there were people that would catch you if you were screwing around. So if I did want to leave to go to the bathroom, I'd leave, I'd go to the bathroom, I'd come back, or I would actually, or I'd pretend to go to the bathroom. But I mean, you couldn't really mess around too much because there were people in the halls. Now, if these schools don't have enough people to staff and watch the hallways, all right, I could see why that'd be an issue. Kids want to get out of class. You know, and the teachers have to stay there. You know, they can't supervise the kids. And remember, the school's responsible for the kids. But then again, only limited 3 bathroom breaks. That's tough. Now, of course, there should be plenty of time in between classes to pee and poop. However, I remember as a kid, there was no way I was going to poop if anybody else was in the bathroom. No way. You know, the kids were smoking there, or people would be, you know, throwing wet toilet paper up on the ceiling and letting it fall down. That was me. I used to, you know, you'd play. But I couldn't go to the bathroom. I was too nervous, you know, and then I'd go when everybody left and then come late to class. So, you know, what we need to do is, I don't know if this, you know, requires something like a Wall Street protest or anything, but, what I think they need to do is hopefully have in their budget that they could actually have hall monitors or something, you know, such that, you know, kids aren't goofing off. Because I know kids are goofing off. But the only thing is, if when you got to go, you got to go. You know, I don't want my kids holding their pee. I don't want them to do that. You have an accident. Like I said, when it's puberty time, we ladies, we need to be able to run to the bathroom. Don't mess with us. All right. Okay. So what is going on here with Disneyland? Disneyland has unsafe lead levels. Really? An environmental group will seek a court injunction Tuesday. This is called the Mateo Environmental Justice Foundation, alleges excessive levels of lead can be found in commonly touched objects in the Anaheim, California Park Disneyland, including the Sword in Stone attraction, brass doorknobs at Minnie's House, stained glass windows in a door at the entrance of the beauty salon in Cinderella's Castle. They're going to require Disneyland to cover or post health warnings about windows, rail chains, doorknobs, and drinking water fountains. The group claims can expose children to unsafe lead levels. Okay, now kids should not be putting mouths on the doorknobs of Minnie's House. They shouldn't even get that close to Minnie's House. We are asking the court, they say, to force Disney to take steps that should have been taken when we first told them that children at Disneyland are in danger of illegal lead exposures. Wow. Now, the Disney spokeswoman, Susie Brown, said, "We have not seen the papers that we are told are being filed, so we cannot comment specifically. However, we believe that Disneyland Resort is in full compliance with the signature or the signage requirements." Okay, I don't know much about this. I don't know. I mean, I know you're not really supposed to be using lead-based paint anymore, but I mean, Disneyland is gorgeous. I mean, obviously they have to do something with the decorations, but I thought a lot of those areas you aren't allowed to touch. Like, you know, when you ride the rides, you're only allowed to go into the ride. You can't touch the walls. I mean, sometimes like Pirates of the Caribbean, I try to reach out, you know, but you can't. Right, you know, try to touch the water. The water is really cold. In the Pirates of the Caribbean, that water is cold. So you don't want to touch it. So, you know, somebody can say, well, the water, you know, could have contaminants in the water. But you're not supposed to touch the water. You're not supposed to touch these things. So I understand. I mean, you know, I can't really comment. I don't know if, you know, Disneyland is in violation. I don't know. But, you know, we'll see what happens with this. I haven't taken a trip to Disneyland in a while. I like Disneyland. I don't like the lines. Disneyland is nice to go to first thing in the morning, you know, when the rides are empty. That's when Disneyland is nice. Once there's all these lines and you're standing around for an hour and a half, it's not fun. Now, you know what I like to do? Remember that movie Norbit with Rasputia? You know, Rasputia, where, you know, she was trying to get through the park and the, I forget what those are called, those metal things that go around. So she's like, So, you know, I like to do that at Disneyland where I try to get through, you know, the roller thing, right? Acting like Rasputia, but, you know, it gets old after a while. But you know what? It's fun. Anyway. All right. I love Disneyland. I'm a kid. You know, but you know what? It's interesting. My kids have never liked the characters. You know, ever since my kids were little, Mickey Mouse would run up to him and my kids would flee. And both of them, I always thought they would love to hug Goofy. See, when I was a kid, I hugged and kissed everybody. You know, when I went to Disneyland as a kid, I loved the It's a Small World. But my kids can't stand clowns. They can't stand characters. We go to Chuck E. Cheese for parties. When we used to go, they hated the mouse. It freaked them out. The mouse would come and they'd be like, run the other way. So, they just want to do the rides and they just want to do the roller coasters. And, you know, then they want us to, you know, buy the overpriced food. And you know, we get kind of exhausted. I mean, I still love Disneyland and I still recommend anybody going who hasn't gone. You know, it makes you feel like a kid. It's fun, but, you definitely work up a sweat. Definitely. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I want to get through some quick headlines, recapping today's stories. The little Chinese girl, Yu Yu, that was run over twice. Did you hear about that? She has died. She was in the hospital with life-threatening injuries, died eventually from the brain trauma. Apparently, a little two-year-old girl was a victim of a hit-and-run twice. Now, if you guys see the video on YouTube, it is so shocking. I mean, you'll probably let out a scream when you watch it happen. It is, you just can't believe. You don't know where the mom is. You don't see the mom. And this van runs her over. The first set of tires runs her over. Then they stop because he felt something. Then he keeps driving over her. And apparently they interviewed him. He was actually fighting with his girlfriend on the phone. He was on his cell phone. And he said he knew he hit her, he saw her bleeding, but he decided to flee because he saw that nobody saw that, you know, he had done it. I mean, just, you're like, really? You know, and these people are walking around on Earth and, you know, dealing with other people. Then, while the kid is lying there, another car drives over her. Like I said, I couldn't post the YouTube videos on my Facebook because it was just too graphic. I couldn't, you know, I just couldn't. But it is on YouTube if you look it up. And then, but what's even worse than that are 18 different people walk by and do nothing. They walk by and they look, they see her, and they do nothing. Now, apparently what the report states is the Good Samaritan laws don't protect many of these Chinese. This happened in China. And there have been some very, very expensive lawsuits of people who would help as a Good Samaritan, and then it turned around and bit them in the butt. Like one gentleman, you know, drove an injured person to a hospital, and he got nailed and fined for being a quote-unquote unauthorized taxi. Well, he wasn't being an unauthorized taxi. He was driving a sick person to the hospital. But because, you know, he didn't call paramedics or you know, he got sued. And, you know, they warned us in medical school, you know, you need to be really, really careful because if there's an accident and you see somebody on the side of the road and you pull them out of the car and you damage their neck and sever their cervical cord, you could be sued and successfully. So they say a lot of people in China are afraid to help because of these lawsuits. I mean, but just 18 people, this is a kid bleeding. This was a kid bleeding. Finally, I believe a sanitation worker runs over to the child. Then finally, mom, who had been shopping in a nearby store, runs out. Of course, she's completely torn up. And child gets taken to the hospital and eventually dies from her injuries. But it's just so frightening. You know, and I was talking about earlier in the show, I mean, we may need to come up with apparatuses where the kids are attached, you know, like those leashes. I know kids hate it and some people think it's barbaric, but kids wander. And if you're not going to be able to keep an eye on your kid and you have a kid that wanders, some kids wander, some don't, then have them attached to you. I used to make my kids hold on to my pants leg or my shirt. And as soon as it let go, I'd stop what I'm doing to grab them. They had to be attached to me. Otherwise, they'd wander out on the street. And luckily, they had the attention span to do it. But, it's scary. It's scary, and it's such a shame because this little kid was only 2 years old. Just 2 years old. All right, when we come back, more medical headlines and your medical questions on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Also in today's headlines, two young boys, 5 and 7 years old, died in a blaze after learning how to light an aerosol can by watching an Xbox game. Apparently an older kid who knew how to light an aerosol can by playing an Xbox game, ends up teaching these kids. They had built themselves a little fort in their house. When mom wasn't looking, apparently decided to light it. They lit up their whole den, little den that they made. They died of smoke inhalation. Neighbors and the mom couldn't get to them because of the flames. Just very, very terrified. So we talked about earlier on the show, and you could hear the archives about how, you know, we really need to oversee what our kids are watching, what our kids are learning. And, you know, I know they like their little private clubhouses, et cetera, but you cannot let them have any access to fire. I mean, it sounds like the mother had issues with the kids and fire before and had to hide the lighters, but apparently they did catch something. Also in medical news, apparently people are getting fish pedicures. Did you hear about this? where women are, usually women, but I guess men are doing this too, they stick their foot in water that has Gara Rufa fish. Now, these are like a toothless carp, and what they do is they nibble on dead skin. So what's been happening is they nibble, and then some of these women get open wounds. And there could be something that the fish give them, or they could be getting something from the water that gets into the skin. And I don't think it's the healthiest thing. You know, and if, you know, the salons aren't sterilizing the sinks, you could really be in trouble. And you could be, you know, contracting HIV, hepatitis, et cetera. Now, some states actually ban this, like Florida, Texas, New Hampshire, and Washington. But other states, I guess this is pretty common. So my recommendation to you is, you know, maybe, you know, if you're going to get a pedicure, kind of do the regular one. You know, bring in your own supplies. You don't really need fish feeding on your feet. Really? Really? That's kind of, really, people. It's kind of like the whole maggot thing we talked about. Maggots eat that tissue. Would you ladies stick your foot in a bin full of maggots? No. No, you wouldn't do that. All right, also in medical news, more guidelines with SIDS, sudden infant death. What they're now recommending is all babies just be put on their back. They say babies should be on their back. There should also be no crib bumpers. They don't want crib bumpers. Crib bumpers, these kids get caught in them. They also recommend that you actually sleep in the room. They want you to sleep in the room with the baby. All right, baby's in the crib. They don't want the baby sleeping in bed with you. Because if that happens, then you could roll over on him. But they want you somehow there and watching them. And honestly, it makes sense. I did that with our kids. We talked about that. I slept in the same room with them where my husband did, just to make sure they were breathing. You know, in the way beginning, we had them in our room. And then we put them in their crib. The only problem is, you know, then they were like, oh, no, don't leave. I want, you know, so it was hard to sneak out. But, you know, you know, I was really worried about SIDS because that's when a lot of research came into play. And I was a resident, so I was scared to death of that. But we had crib bumpers. We had crib bumpers because we didn't want the kids to, you know, hit their heads. And we didn't want the kids to hurt the wood. I mean, cribs were expensive. And I had to use a crib for the next child. So I had to protect the wood. And so that's what we did. Okay. Also in medical news today, pediatricians are recommending no TV for children under age 2. They're saying there's no reason for a child under age 2 to be watching TV. They should be with the parent. They should be interacting with the parent, interacting with toys. No reason for them to watch TV. Could cause later issues. I don't really know what the medical issues they're really concerned about. But, you know, I kind of agree with that. I don't really think a 2-year-old needs to be in front of a television set. I mean, it's not like they're watching the news. They're not watching the debate. I mean, it does. It kind of makes sense. But, you know, I remember I had my kids watch Baby Einstein. So they'd be watching Baby Einstein and Baby Mozart, and they'd be listening to the music. And so I liked them. And I'm like, oh, but they're learning something. They're learning colors. They're learning words. I got to tell you, though, you want to know what video really taught my kids? It was a sign language video. I decided that I wanted to teach my kids sign language. And so we got them a video, and one of my kids picked it up so well, so well. But, you know, then he started to fight it. Once he realized, you know, that he was learning something, he was like, I don't like it. Just like with Spanish. I try to teach him Spanish, and he doesn't like it. He fights that, too. You know, my kids, they always fight me. You know, I'm mom. They don't want to listen to me. All right, a study came out today saying omega-3 fatty acids can help prevent osteoarthritis. They tested this on guinea pigs because guinea pigs naturally develop osteoarthritis, and they apparently were able to reduce the disease by 50%. Fish oil, really. Fish oil or flaxseed oil helped slow down the progression of arthritis. This was University of Bristol School of Veterinary Sciences, John Tarleton, who led the study. I didn't know guinea pigs get arthritis. Really? Do they? I mean, they're always running on that stupid circle thing. You think the circle thing does it? Or does the circle thing help? See, we're taught in medicine that exercise helps. You know, if you want to prevent arthritis, you have, you know, you exercise. And it kind of lubricates the joints. Maybe those stupid wheel things are what gives. I didn't realize guinea pigs have such a high level of osteoarthritis. But anyway, they said that omega-3 seemed to help. Now, we know omega-3s, I mean, they've been, you know, shown to help brain function and cancer and decrease inflammation. So it all makes sense. The fish oils decrease inflammation. So it makes sense. It makes sense. I personally don't like guinea pigs, though. Mm-mm. All right, cool stuff I put on my Facebook. For those of you that follow me on Facebook, there's apparently some fishermen caught a shark. And And the shark had ended up being pregnant. It was a pregnant bull shark caught in the Gulf of California. So they decided to take out its fetus. And the fetus actually ended up being an albino cyclops. So it had no pigment, very, very light. It's on my Facebook, and only one eye, one giant eye. It's been all over the internet. People thought it was fake, but it's not. This is a real fish, and it's, you know, now it looks like even if mom gave birth to it, it probably wouldn't have survived. There's also a picture of a little kitten that was born as a cyclops, and usually these animals, they don't have proper fusion of the brain, so they end up not living more than a day or two after birth. So, you know, I don't want you to think they killed a one-eyed fetus when, you know, the fish could be swimming around and happy. But the condition is called cyclopia. It's a rare congenital disorder characterized by failure of the front portion of the brain to properly divide the orbits of the eye into two cavities. All right? Cyclopia occurs when the brain and face defects known as holoprosencephaly. Boy, that's a big, oh my gosh. That is a good spelling bee word. Holoprosencephaly. That's, well, you know, this little kitten, come to think of it, doesn't even have a nose. 2005 kitten born with only one eye and no nose. Oh, my. All right. Well, you know what? You can take a look at the pictures. Oh, they're rough. I got to be careful when I put pictures on Facebook because I know a lot of you guys, you know, you take a look and you're happy. And then, but that's why I couldn't put the video of that little Chinese girl who got killed. I just couldn't do it. All right. Okay. So junk food making men infertile. Really? All right. A joint American and Spanish study. Looks like fertility doctors from Harvard University and University of Murcia, southeastern Spain. Oh, muy bien. Analyzed sperm from todos hombres con un edad de ocho. My Spanish isn't coming out that quick. Between 18 and 22-year-old men found that those that ate a high proportion of junk food had poorer quality of sperm than those with a nutritious diet. So the sperm came out low quality. Either they had difficulty swimming. You know, maybe they had some genetic abnormalities. Really? Really? Okay, now wait a second. Let me try to read this further. Now, they said some of these, okay, no, but that's what they're looking for. They're going to be looking for if these sperm could also have possible genetic abnormalities. Here's the thing, though. I mean, most kids, most, you know, young people eat horribly. And, you know, they've given birth to, you know, kids as long as junk foods have been around. So, but wow, to think that you could actually be possibly infertile or losing some of your fertility from eating junk food. Now, I don't want any of you guys thinking that's birth control. I don't want any of you thinking you could, you know, eat a bunch of candy bars and think you're not going to get the lady pregnant that night. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. All right. We're going to be going on break. When we come back, your emails and your medical questions on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't we Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. She's alive.
She's alive. Oh, you bet I am. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of weird science, it looks like MIT researchers may have found a way to look through a concrete wall. Right, using radar and I think sound waves. Sounds a little complicated to me because I'm not really tech savvy, but these guys at MIT have been able to use radar to detect what's going on behind a concrete wall. Cool, cool stuff. I just love science and weird science. I got to learn more about that stuff before I report on it, but I still think it is fascinating. All right, let's go to some of your emails because I want to answer some of your questions. And thank you all for being patient. I try to get to every single email if I can. But, of course, sometimes I'm a little busy, sometimes a little lazy. All right, Dr. Dahlia, what does it mean when your gums bleed when you're brushing your teeth? Okay, it could mean, A, the brush is irritating them. But the first thing I think of is you probably have some gingivitis or inflammation of the gums. You know, if you have some, you know, issues with your gums and you don't have the best dental health, your gums are probably going to bleed when you brush. Now, very rarely, it could mean you have a bleeding disorder, low clotting factors, low platelets, you know, other types of issues. But, you know, definitely make sure you get a good dental exam. I recommend twice a year. I would not mess around with that. The most common cause is gingivitis. Unfortunately, though, some people could have a bleeding disorder, and one of the first signs is that because you're brushing your teeth and you're causing trauma to the gum. So my recommendation would be that. Okay. Also, by the way, guys, if I read your email on air, I apologize if me and my producer kind of narrows it down a little bit. Because of the radio, I want to make sure that, we have kind of succinct. You can tell me your whole story. I love it. I love hearing your story, but we won't read the whole story on air. We'll just kind of read the last sentence or two. This one was an easy one. Dr. Dahlia, when should kids start seeing a dentist? I started taking my kids at 1 year old. I learned from a pediatric dentist, have the kids checked at 1 year old. They can already take a look, see the teeth that are erupting, teach you how to clean their teeth, clean their gums, get the kids used to the dentist, get the kids kind of used to somebody looking at their mouth because, of course, you know, kids going to the dentist, it's a screaming match. So I recommend starting at age one. You know, the big problem when you wait till age two or school age is a lot of these kids, they already have bottle rot with their teeth. They go to bed with their bottles. They go to bed with their juices. Their binky was never cleaned, and so they end up starting to rot the underside of their teeth. And so, you know, it's good to get the education, and you know, because a lot of doctors we don't dive into the teeth. I hardly learned any dental. I think we only had one lecture on it. That was it. And you know, the teeth are such an important part of the body. I mean, we've talked about dental health when we talk about heart disease and how periodontal disease is linked to heart disease. And, you know, mouth tumors, et cetera, we just didn't get enough of those. You know, yes, we had an ear, nose, and throat rotation, and we dealt with that, but we didn't get oral surgery. We didn't get enough dental. And I wish we did, because a lot of people come to the doctor for tooth pain and gum issues, et cetera. And a major reason for that is because health insurance, a lot of times, doesn't cover dental. So they go to the doctor first. So, you know, when it comes to your kids and the teeth, just because your pediatrician doesn't mention the teeth doesn't mean you don't need to see the dentist. So my recommendation is take your kids to the dentist, let them, you know, kind of get used to it and let them, you know, teach you. And, it's, I think, very valuable. On that note, I'd also like to say, eye exams. I think it's really important for kids to get eye exams early. We now test their hearing regularly in the hospital. So kids get their hearings tested, but we don't, recommend ophthalmic exams right away. I like to recommend ophthalmic exam before school. You know, to see if they need glasses, because a lot of times kids compensate well and you don't know. You know, they don't squint unless they're trying to read. So you have no idea if your kid has issues with their vision. So I think at least a pediatric ophthalmic exam is a good way to go as well. You know, those are just things you should do. And of course, with kids, you know, we talk about kids all the time. Make sure they get their vaccines. Make sure they go for the well child checks. An email that I'm not reading to you, but I know I've gotten emails on this subject. When are they supposed to bring their kids in for checkups? How often? Now, usually we do checkups for kids matching their vaccine schedule, but I know a lot of parents out there don't vaccinate. Now, the vaccine schedule is 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, then I also recommend 9 months, a year, 15 months, 18 months, 2 years, and then every year thereafter. I think a child should yearly go to the doctor after age two. I also like to recommend after the kid is born being seen by somebody within 10 days. Absolutely. Just to make sure everything's fine. So I actually like 10 days, then a month, as long as nothing's going on, then 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, 15 months, 18 months, then 2 years old, 3 years, 4 years on up, honestly. You know, and I know it's tough. The time goes by. You know, if the kid is asthmatic, take him to the doctor every season. All right, the doctor needs to assess their asthma every season and see if they need to start steroids or something, okay? But, you know, a lot of times you don't get enough time with the doctor. Remember, a study came out saying doctors don't really give enough time during these well-child checks. And so make sure you have your questions ready. And if you ever don't know what to ask, and you just email me. Email me and say, you know, I'm going for my, you know, one-year checkup or my, you know, 18-month checkup. You know, what should I be asking the doctor? And, you know, just in case the doctor's been, now, pediatricians are good. You know, you really don't need me. You know, but, you know, sometimes some of these people are in a little bit of a rush and you want to make sure that everything gets asked. Or you're seeing a family doctor, and family doctors are excellent too. But if you ever have any concerns, just email me and I'll tell you what to ask, okay? Of course, you can reach me at drdahlia.com. That's my website, drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. That's me. And, of course, if we're ever off air, when you guys are listening to us, you can still call our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and you will be able to put your medical question on air because I'll play it the next day. All right? Dr. Dahlia, what is the best cure for hemorrhoids? Well, with hemorrhoids, you know, I mean, we ideally, if you're bleeding, we want you to see a gastroenterologist. Don't try to cure the hemorrhoids first. If you're bleeding, we want to know why you're having the hemorrhoids. Do you have a mass? And is that why you're pushing so hard that you have a hemorrhoid? Is it, you know, because you're chronically constipated? So you need to find out why and address the why. Okay, if it's a constipation issue and you stop the constipation issue, or if it's a pregnant issue, or if you're a truck driver and you're sitting all day, you know, those issues, then, you know, we try to correct. Right. If not, there's little suppositories with little steroids in them that can shrink them. But hemorrhoids will usually come back, and sometimes we surgically remove them. So those are also things you could do. Okay. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, going through today's headlines, researchers have found that we're not washing our clothes at proper temperatures. Apparently, many of us using the cold settings for our delicates are possibly harboring bacteria and mold. So we talked about this earlier in the show. The Hygiene Council in Great Britain recommends temperatures of 60 degrees Celsius, which is about 140 degrees Fahrenheit, to be sure that bacteria, viruses, and dust mites have been destroyed. They also recommend using bleach, even though we're trying to save energy and we're trying to save money, lowering energy costs by decreasing the heat. It's not killing the bacteria. The purpose of washing our clothes is to kill the bacteria, kill the viruses. And again, we could be harboring a lot of stuff. If you want to kill MRSA and norovirus and E. coli, you need to be a little bit more aggressive with your clothes. And of course, if you have anything delicate, then take it to the dry cleaners. I don't know what heat they use. I don't know how they clean. I know they use chemicals. Hopefully the chemicals kill the bacteria. But I know a lot of our clothes can't handle the heat. In the olden days, we used wool light, and we washed our delicates in wool light. So, you know, just make sure you really heat things up. All right, bariatric surgery can help the entire family. They find that people that who have bariatric surgery, either the lap band, gastric bypass, the sleeve, actually their family members start to lose weight as they do. Apparently they're eating better, right? They can't chow down as much, so you're eating smaller meals, and you start to get on a health kick. A lot of my patients that had this surgery, they could teach nutrition classes. I'm so proud of them. And they get their family rocking and rolling. So, if both mom and dad need bariatric surgery and you guys could only afford for one, maybe that'll do it, because you need to change your whole lifestyle and you need to change the whole eating habits in the house. You need to change everything around to make that work. So, maybe you'll get two for one. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe, and I will be back at 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Take care.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.